Any question? No.
Good.
Do you know what this means? In a way that neither will the spit be burned nor the meat be left uncooked. What does that mean?
It would be, you're cooking something, and if it's too hot, it doesn't work, and if it's not hot enough,
this is an Iranian proverb, which is not this, is opposite of this. Normally, Iranian, they would say, in a way that neither will burn, not the kebab, not the split inside it, neither will burn, which is nonsense. Means what? At the end, it means that let's do it in a way that everybody will be a little bit happy. This is the trick. You remember the story last time. Story is a stupid slave which is treated well, and at the end he wanted to marry the girl of the master. Now the news is here. The lady is very angry. Means logically, you will be angry in the situation like this. But the guy is clever and will suggest that, no, let's do it in a way that he will be corrected. Somehow his negativity will change. This is the trick. Peter.
How the archer bade the girl's mother be patient, saying, "Don't scold the slave. Without scolding him, I will make him abandon this desire in such a way that neither will the spit be burnt nor the meat be left uncooked." "Have patience," said the archer. "Tell him, we will break off with him and give her to you, that perchance I may banish this from his mind. Watch and see how I will thwart him."
Remember this sentence. Watch and see how everything will change. He has a suggestion. Listen carefully. Yes.
"Gladden his heart and say, know for sure that our daughter is really your spouse. O goodly wooer, we didn't know. Since we know, you are the most worthy. Our fire is in our own hearts. Layla is ours, and you are our Majnun."
You remember what is Layla and Majnun? Majnun, which means crazy, is the lover, and Layla is the beloved. Yes.
"In order that happy fancies and thoughts may affect him, sweet thoughts make a man fat."
He knows that one of the tricks is in his mind. I will change something in his mind. Yes.
An animal is made fat, but by fodder. Man is fattened by honor and eminence. Man is fattened through his ear. An animal is fattened through its gullet and by eating and drinking. The mistress said, "Such a vile disgrace. How indeed shall my lips move in this matter? Why should I talk drivel like this for his sake? Let the devilish traitor die." "Nay," replied the Khaja, "have no fear. but wheedle him, in order that his illness may depart from him by virtue of this sweet flattery.
That's the point. The logical one, the lady, the brain, you see? To hell with him. We don't like him. Let's kick him out. He says, No, be quiet and watch carefully to see, because with this story he's going to show you that with some tenderness and some stuff you could change the attitude of the fellow. You don't need to punish the guilty one. You could somehow correct him not to be guilty anymore, not to do that again. Yes.
Charge me with the task of thwarting him, O beloved, and let that spinner of fine yarns regain his health. When the mistress had spoken in this strain to the invalid, on account of his swagger, there was no room for him on the earth. He grew stout and fat and red and bloomed like a red rose and gave 1,000 thanks. Now and again he would say, "O my mistress, lest this may be a deception and a trick."
Why? Why is he thinking like that? They talked to each other, the lady came to him and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, we'll give her to you." And why is he thinking that? Is there any trick here? Why is he thinking like that? Because deep down he knows that the slave is not supposed to do this to the master's girl. Unconsciously knows. So, once in a while we say, "Is it a trick? Are you tricking me?" Yes?
Now and again he would say, the Hodja gave a party and a feast, saying, "I'm making a match for Faraj." So the company chafed and quizzed and said, "May your marriage be blessed, O Faraj." With the result that the promise seemed to Faraj more sure, and his illness vanished entirely and radically.
Okay, one question. Do you know what it means, Faraj? The name of the guy is Faraj. Faraj means the saving situation to succeed in something that you're not supposed to. It's a path for doing something. Yes?
Afterwards, on the wedding night, he artfully dyed a youth with henna, like a woman. He decorated his forearms like a bride. Then he displayed to him a hen, but he gave him a cock. He dressed the sturdy youth in a veil and robes of beautiful brides. At the time of retiring, he quickly extinguished the candle. The Hindu was left alone with the stout man. The poor Hindu yelled and shrieked, but because of the drums playing outside, no one heard him. The noise of drums, the clapping of hands, the clamor of men and women concealed his cries. Until daybreak, he thrust into the poor Hindu like a dog in front of a leather sack full of flour. At morning, they brought the wash basin and a big package, and according to the custom of bridegrooms, Faraj went to the bath.
Okay. You realize what happened? He found a homosexual guy, a big one, a fat one, and all night explained that. The music and shouting and singing, nobody heard this guy, which was tortured all the night. The day after, they go to the bath together with their friends. Yes.
He went to the bath, afflicted in spirit, with his arse shredded like a beggar's tattered cloak. From the bath, he returned to the bridal chamber, a laughing stock. Beside him sat the daughter like a bride. Her mother was sitting there to keep watch, lest he should make any attempt in the daytime. He eyed her sulkily for a while. Then with both hands he gave her the 10 fingers. May no one, he exclaimed, live in wedlock with a nasty, evil-doing bride like you.
Aha. Uh-huh. See the solution. Suddenly, the guy said, oh, lady, I don't want you. Because you fucked me all night and you're somebody like that. I don't like you. All the tendencies. Why he wanted to marry this girl? What did he know about the girls? Nothing, right? Just because this is the girl of the master, he wanted it. Now that he saw a different action, different attitude, suddenly he doesn't want it anymore. Yes.
By day, your face is like the face of fresh young ladies. By night, your ugly cock is worse than a donkey's cock. Even so, all the pleasures of this world are very delightful from a distance before the test.
Who said that?
Rumi.
Rumi. Story finished. Rumi immediately gives you the conclusion. This is why I made this story. That all the things that looks nice to you, you don't have it, you haven't experienced it, but you are tempted. Think about it carefully, because when the temptation is here, you have to know why you are tempted. Yes?
Seen from a distance, they appear. When you approach, they are a mirage. She is a stinking hag, though by reason of her great blandishments, she displays herself like a young bride. Listen, do not be deceived.